You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We know that Al-Qaeda was created and controlled by the criminal element that runs our government and other governments. We know they use them as a pretext to launch wars. We know they use them as a pretext to have domestic police state crackdowns and to make what government corporations do secret from us, we the people, while they rob us through government control that's setting up monopolies for them. But clearly, we have said that as the economy implodes, as they launch these new wars, that they would then bring in stage terror. And this death of bin Laden is a psychological resurrection of him. Then they introduce the four new bin Ladens, three of which on record trained in the U.S., two of which on record absolutely worked for the federal government at the highest levels of black ops. And they're so arrogant, it's just admitted everywhere, but still it's not kosher to point that out. So they're rolling them out just like they did pre-9/11. I'm seeing the exact same preconditioning. So maximum, total red alert. Everyone, and in fact, I'm going to ask Aaron Dykes to do this next hour. We need to get the White House number, the Congress number, the switchboard, launch Operation Expose the Government Terrorist, Part 2. I haven't done this in 10 years since July of 2001. Maximum total alert, ladies and gentlemen. You must call them. We need to get an article out today or tomorrow by one of the great researchers there pointing all of this out with the phone numbers and call them. We need links in the articles to all these White House advisors like Robert Shapiro and the Financial Times of London saying a terror attack would sure help us. It'd sure be great. Obama's got to get in Oklahoma City or 9/11 so he can get his New World Order. We need all those Republican neocons that wrote editorials saying how great September 11th was. See, they're all communicating with each other like we're too stupid to see it, begging for it, calling for it. All that stands between the New World Order, just taking all the pension funds, launching World War III with Pakistan, they've got nukes. Every analyst says it will probably trigger World War III, not may. This is also part of framing Pakistan. It always has a geopolitical, external foreign policy element to the domestic policy. They like full spectrum win-win-wins. I want everyone to listen to me very carefully right now. Please, take this to heart. All that stands between free humanity, our children, the innocent people, the folks on fixed incomes, people on Social Security, people that have paid into public and private pensions. The globalists have done this in every other country. They've fully taken over. The only thing that stands between us and real hot tyranny, I mean the arrest wagons going around, the FEMA camps being filled, mushroom clouds, the only thing that stands between us and that is we the people look in the mirror. If you look at the mainstream media, hundreds of newspapers, prestigious establishment magazines are lowering their guns on us from their pile of cess and firing at Infowars.com, Alex Jones, Dr. Pachenik. We are the resistance. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. You are the resistance, folks. You are the resistance. Don't underestimate the power that you have. We'll be right back with Steve Watson, Dr. Steve Pachenik coming up, Aaron Dykes. I have Key Intel straight ahead.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live, it's the Alex Jones Show, May 5th, 2011, coming up at the top of the hour. Steve Arpchenik, top spy master, works under five different U.S. presidents to talk about the Bin Laden fable. Now we have President Barack Obama mimicking George W. Bush. He's descended on Ground Zero, and Obama, according to the Associated Press, is now basically repeating exact similar phrases that George Bush used as he stood on the rubble in those days after 9/11, as Obama desperately attempts to seize on the political capital that this Bin Laden raid has afforded him. But I'm delighted to say that we've been joined by Paul Craig Roberts, who many of you will know, of course, was the father of Reaganomics, served as Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Former editor of the Wall Street Journal, and of course Mr. Roberts is a prolific author and writer whose articles we eagerly await. We posted his latest article on prisonplanet.com this morning. Mr. Roberts, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Paul.
Good to speak to you.
Before you get started with me, I was fascinated by the piece yesterday. Your report, I think it was, on Steve Pachenik. Did I pronounce that right?
Steve Pachenik, yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was amazing. Not so much the Bin Laden part, because I think that's been known for some time, but his statement that he had been told by a general from, I think, Wolfowitz's staff that 9/11 was an inside job, and that he was willing himself, Steve Pachenik, to testify under oath before Congress and reveal the guy's name. Now, this is an astonishing development. This is for real, I take it. I take it you've got this on tape or video or something.
It was said live during Mr. Pachenik's interview with Alex Jones on Tuesday, and that's right. And it's an astounding admission which has been completely ignored by the mainstream media. They even try and debunk it.
You know, I'm not. His credentials are substantial, but what puzzles me about it is, I mean, that kind of marks him for a dead man, doesn't it? I mean, they're not. They're either going to ignore him or they're going to kill him. I mean, why, as well connected as he's been in government, it seems to me he would know that if he says something like that, he's going to have an accident before anybody takes him up on the offer. I mean, that strikes me as as reckless, almost. I mean, I've been really puzzled about why he would say that. I mean, I can understand revealing it, but not forecasting that he was going to reveal it. That's one thing they won't let be revealed. They're not going to let that happen.
Exactly. I mean, Alex asked him about that. Alex was trying to get him on air to say, you know, I'm not suicidal, like the DC madam, and obviously we know what happened to her. But Pachenik basically said, you know, I've I'm a professional. I've got dirt on them. And he was basically not afraid of that. But he's actually coming up as a guest at the top of the hour, and that's something I can press him further on in the next hour of the show.
Okay.
My question for you, Mr. Roberts, is you wrote on Monday that the whole Bin Laden thing had, quote, the odor of a staged event. Now you've been justified in that assessment with these Situation Room photos that the media told us were an account of Obama and Hillary Clinton watching the live assassination of Bin Laden unfold. That has now been documented to be completely fraudulent. The live video stream was cut off. They saw nothing of the raid. You've wrote this other article today, which is excellent. What do you think are the most alarming discrepancies in this whole Bin Laden narrative that we've been sold on by the White House and the media?
Well, you know, Paul, the thing was never believable in the beginning because the original story of a firefight with the heroic SEALs taking on Al-Qaeda, which Rumsfeld described as the most highly trained, most dangerous, most vicious killers on the planet. And so the SEALs get into a firefight with these vicious, highly trained killers, and they don't get a scratch. So that already tells you something stinks, because anybody can hear a helicopter coming, you know, even people who are asleep. So then before 48 hours pass, the whole story changes fundamentally. There's no firefight. Bin Laden's not a coward after all, hiding behind a woman. He's not even armed, says the White House press spokesman. The direct quote, he wasn't armed. And so all of a sudden we go from heroes in a firefight to cold-blooded murderers. And even worse, you see, even if you believe the government story, you have to see it as the most botched operation in history. So why in the world would you kill the mastermind who has all the secrets of terrorism when he's unarmed, harmless, and surrounded? That's the last thing you would do, is to kill him. And so that part of the story is not so much a discrepancy that's important. It's the story itself. It makes no sense. And the reason they had to say that is they didn't capture him. They didn't kill him. He wasn't there. He was already dead. This is a staged event for a bunch of hidden agendas, not merely for Obama's popularity and poll ratings and reelection campaign. That's no doubt part of it. But there are other agendas that this event is being used for. For example, the justification of torture is one. Probably starting more trouble with Pakistan is another. More powers for Homeland Security is another. Probably more false flag attacks that they will say is due to Al-Qaeda retaliation for killing Bin Laden. There are all kinds of agendas that are hiding behind this false story. So the dead giveaway is that if you actually did catch this guy, you wouldn't quickly throw the evidence of your success into the ocean. The minute you do that, the whole story becomes suspect, because there's no real explanation for why they dumped the body in the ocean. The story they give is obviously a fabrication, and it's incorrect, that they were giving him a quick burial in keeping with Muslim practices. This has been challenged by the Muslim imams. They say that you're supposed to be buried in the ground with the head pointed toward Mecca, and that the only excuse for dumping somebody at sea is if it's a very long voyage and the body is decomposing. And so every aspect of the story is phony. There's nothing true about any of it. And the other great puzzle, Paul, is why did they change the story? If you're going to pull off something like this, you got to know what the story is and stick with it. And yet, before 48 hours passes, the whole story has changed fundamentally. Why? What was the pressure to change the story? They didn't have to worry about Pakistan ratting on them. Pakistan is enough of an American public puppet that if it was ordered to shut up, it would shut up. I mean, Pakistan lets the United States conduct illegal military actions on its territory, killing its citizens. Pakistan lets the United States Army send the Pakistani Army into tribal areas, into entire provinces, displacing entire populations of people. If Washington tells Pakistan, hey, we're going to stage this thing and we want your help and you better not say anything about it, they're going to cooperate.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 928-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The real question is, why did the story change? What's going on? Are people in the government now, I'm just speculating, I have any idea. Are people in the government now seeing they don't want Obama, some of them don't want Obama again, and they see that he's managed to do this to boost his poll ratings by 24%, and so now they're going to undermine it because they want to get rid of him, or they'd rather have a different puppet, or something. All kinds of things are going on that we don't know about, and that might explain why the administration, the government, is destroying its own story. It's not being destroyed by news people. The news people are still celebrating the victory over bin Laden. And the news people have given the imprimatur to extra-legal murder of unarmed people. So it's not the news media who's exposed. It's the government itself that keeps changing the story. And where's the pressure coming from to change the story? I mean, why create such massive credibility problems for the government's own story? So maybe all the people inside the government are fighting each other over who they want to run the next time. I don't know what's going on, but that's the biggest puzzle to me. Maybe somebody on your guest can, maybe Steve today can throw some light on that. That is the most interesting question. So the two real questions, and I'll be finished here. One is, what are the real agendas that this news event is designed to further? And two, why did the government wreck its own story by changing it before 48 hours are over without any obvious sources of pressure on them to change the story?
It's amazing.
The Kennedy story. The Kennedy was killed by Oswald, period. And we've had that story now for, 40, 50 years or something. They don't change it. Why did they change this story? They haven't changed the 9/11 story. And
well, exactly. I mean, you've got the press secretary, Carney, who's now being lambasted by all sides of the media as this flounderer, this failure, because he's having difficulty getting the fable straight. He keeps tripping over his words. He keeps giving contradictory explanations. And like you said, it's baffling. It's almost as if it's deliberately designed to look hokey. I mean, you've got neighbors surrounding this so-called compound. They say they'd never saw bin Laden. It's a stone's throw away from a Pakistani military base. All the residents have to have ID cards. They have to go through checkpoints to get anywhere. And the only photos that have been released are of these victims. Of course, none of them have bin Laden. And it's increasingly starting to look like he was, I mean, we know that every intelligence professional worth their salt said that he's been dead for 9 years. It's starting to look as if perhaps some members of the bin Laden family were there, and that's what they used as the reason to go in. But, I mean, it's like in your article today, you quote this email that you received from a reader who asks, you know, why the government's so sloppy in its lies that it virtually makes no effort to make them appear credible. I mean, why are they so arrogant in their total disregard for the intellect of the American people?
I think the answer to that, Paul, is they got away with 9/11. They blew up two skyscrapers in plain view of everybody, in plain view of the TV cameras. We've got recordings all over the world of these buildings being blown up. Anybody that looks at those buildings can see they're being blown up. They're not falling down. These are not buildings falling down from structural damage from an airliner or fire. These buildings are blowing up. You can see they're blowing up. If they get away with that, if they can get away with the fable that a few Saudis with box cutters can outwit all 16 American intelligence agencies, all the intelligence agencies of NATO, of Israel even, can outwit NORAD, air traffic control, airport security four times in one morning, can cause the state-of-the-art Pentagon air defenses to fail. Anybody can pull off this superhero stuff. How could anybody believe that? You can't. I mean, did you see the film V for Vendetta, where
yeah.
the superhero blows up the British Parliament? Well, hell, the 9/11 attack makes that look like nothing. And yet people fall for these things. I mean, so they, I guess that's the reason the government just shows it doesn't make any effort to even make a credible lie. It just knows that it can use the patriot card, and 80% of the people will fall for it. The patriotism will, and they'll be, oh, we got him. Ah, we got the towel head. So that's what they rely on, I think. They don't think anybody is going to think about it. People are just going to celebrate. And if you start thinking about it, you have to give up celebrating, and they'd rather celebrate than be suspicious of their government. That's probably the answer. I thought that reader that you quoted made a very good point and raised the central question. That's why I put it in my article today. But I think that's the answer, Paul. They know, look, they've always got away with everything. You know, remember the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, weapons of mass destruction. Governments all over the world have got away with these things. You know, Hitler got away with the Reichstag fire. They blamed it on the left wing or some deranged commie. These things are commonplace in history, and they always work. In fact, I wonder if there are any examples that didn't work. I can't think of any offhand. Maybe there are some somewhere.
Well, it's with everything, like you said. I mean, Operation Gladio, they got away with that as well. And I think it comes down to the fact that when people are not don't have time or don't have the effort to scratch the surface on these things, they just throw in their lot with the US government as if it's some kind of baseball team, like they scored a major victory. I mean, in the aftermath of the bombardment of Iraq, pizza and beer sales went through the roof, and it's kind of just this dumbing down, this reduction of what amounts in the end to the slaughter of thousands and millions of people to supporting a baseball team or a football team. And that's the kind of post 9/11 mental castration that they're now trying to reinvigorate after this latest fraud.
I think that must be it.
Many have suggested that we had these reports a couple of weeks ago about the Pakistani government protesting about the U.S. drone strike simply because of the fact that they've killed so many innocent people in Pakistan. We had the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Yousef Reza Jilani, saying, quote, these attacks are creating a lot of problems for us. The U.S. will have to stop these attacks. And, of course, there were massive protests in Pakistan about these drone strikes just days before this bin Laden fraud was rolled out. Pakistan is now being geopolitically isolated. They're saying that Pakistan was harboring bin Laden all along. Of course, that only means that so was the CIA. It's tied with the Pakistani ISI at the hip. Those are the two organizations that created bin Laden as a terrorist leader in the first place. So a lot of people are suggesting that it's a kind of reprisal against Pakistan for their unwillingness to continue going along with this supporting the hegemony of the U.S. empire.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, this path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
And we're cutting the lies down. Well, we see the 2012 kickoff of Obama's campaign. And they claim they dumped the body of bin Laden in the ocean. They released a fake photo Sunday night. Yesterday morning, had to admit it was a fake photo. They've got new fake photos. We'll play just a few seconds of this. They've released, cartoons showing bin Laden shooting his AK-47 and the Navy SEALs taking him out. We'll roll some of that in the background right now for folks. This is so cartoonish. And what concerns me more than anything is that our expert guests have broken down here on air Webster Tarpley, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, others. We've also seen this in the foreign news, that Pakistan was starting to make deals with Saudi Arabia, that Saudi Arabia knows it's being double-crossed by the West, and that there was going to be big movement in Pakistan. Pakistan said, get your drones out of the country. And then magically, this happens. There's this raid, and now they're saying that Pakistan knew he was there for 6 years, as if Western intelligence wouldn't know that either, and they won't produce the body. This is a serious frame-up, it looks like, of Pakistan moving towards serious confrontations. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, really leading the attack on the Soviets in the 1980s, called a hero by our media at the time. He's been called now by some of our media the real leader of Al-Qaeda, which he says is asinine. General Ghul, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
I know you have a lot of other media to attend to. We've only got about 25 minutes with you. Sir, you've got the floor. Break down, now that we have some more time to look at this propaganda move, where you stand and what you believe is happening geopolitically.
Well, I think they are targeting Pakistan, and I think Patriots, as it was said by New York Times, is now gearing up, he's limbering up for launching his third offensive against Pakistan. So I think that is where Pakistan is being cornered now. A case is being built against Pakistan, and they are saying that ISI was harboring this great terrorist. But at the same time, if you look at it professionally, all the time the CIA, the political leadership of America, and even all the European countries and their intelligence services were actually putting Pakistani intelligence on the wrong posse by saying that the high-value targets were hiding in North Waziristan in that terrain which adjoins with Afghanistan. So they were pounding Pakistani civilians and poor, hapless villages there with their drone attacks, with the hellfires and with their Reaper missiles. So they have caused something like 2,500 casualties when the man that they were hunting was actually hiding in one of the urban centers of Pakistan. Now, this is remarkable. I mean, it's an intelligence. Okay, we accept their version and we say that they are not framing up. And this is not something, although that is a very popular theory here in Pakistan. But if we were to believe every word of what they are saying, then they are more responsible for misguiding Pakistani intelligence, other intelligence agencies, because the CIA and FBI and MI6 had been given free hand in Pakistan to hunt down the terrorists over they had named, and we had caught so many of them, from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to Faraj al-Libi and all the others from the urban centers of Pakistan. So why were they not also responsible for this failure? Agreed that there have been intelligence failures in this intelligence craft. Failures are not something which is outlandish. Sometimes they do happen. But ISI, instead of being lauded for its good work, I think ISI has been scapegoated by the CIA and all the other bigwigs there in America, and they want to now build a case against Pakistan. Although Pakistan really is suffering so much because our sovereignty has been trampled over, our security has been breached. These helicopters, they had spotted the blind areas in our radar coverage, and they came in as if they were the enemies of Pakistan. Now, it brings to light that the relationship with Pakistan, America's relationship, was always one of animosity, not of friendship. And while we were being told that we are friends of America and we are doing everything possible for them, we lost something like 35,000 lives in this process, and we suffered a loss of $68 billion in economic terms only, and everything else that went wrong with Pakistan, the revenge war and so on and so forth. Pakistan has suffered enormously, but now they tell us that you are responsible for everything. Isn't it amazing? And if, let's say, Osama is the one that they killed yesterday, why did they have to kill him? He was a sick man. He could have been hauled up in the helicopter and taken away. And you and I imagine they haven't shown the pictures. They used to show the pictures of Saddam Hussein, and they used to show his teeth also inside of his mouth, and they used to rejoice over it. And now when it comes to Osama, they say that dump him in the sea as soon as possible. I think there is a lot that goes unsaid, and I think it has to be, it's an untold story which has to come out one day, and I think a probe must be held. If the American administration is reluctant to hold that probe themselves, let the international community demand from them that we ignored the 9/11 thing, because you said that this had happened to us and we didn't ask for the evidence, but now it's about time that we ask for the evidence.
General Gould, you brought up a point that is absolutely central, obviously, here. The saber rattling began against Pakistan recently when Pakistan said enough of the drones. I've interviewed Special Forces troops on air. We've had Colonel Schaefer on repeatedly. We've had calls from listeners. It's been admitted in the news that U.S. troops, CIA, Special Forces given unfettered access everywhere in Pakistan for now many, many years. And the fact that they're blaming Pakistan and saying, you knew he was there for 6 years, you just threw the gauntlet right back down and said, you were all over this country, you've been directing the Pakistani army into regions to back you up, going into tribal areas, which, of course, as you have pointed out, does stir up the population, and then they're called terrorists. And now they have us believe in the heart of your West Point, in the heart of much of your intelligence system, he was there. So if he was there, basically what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, 100% 6 years, the U.S., British, Israelis, they knew as well.
Yes, indeed, because I think they have to share the responsibility. They can't shrug it off, because they were the superior partner in this war against terrorism, and they had more resources, far, far, far more resources than ISI ever possessed. So you were responsible, equally responsible, and besides, you were all the time focusing the ISI, directing them towards the Northwest Frontier Province. Why were you doing this? Now, this is an... They always get away. They never are answerable. They were never answerable to 9/11, because no heads were rolled at that time, none from the air traffic control, none from the FBI, none from the CIA, and none from the Air Force, which took 112 minutes to come into action. Can you imagine? They killed Osama bin Laden, if at all that was Osama bin Laden. I don't believe. There are a lot of theories which are going on here. But suppose they killed Osama bin Laden. Why did they have to kill him? So that if he's taken alive, if they had asked the ISI, pointed out to the ISI, which they knew, then ISI would capture him alive. And then he would be put on trial, and he will spill the beans that 9/11 was not done by him. And this was the fear because of which they didn't inform the ISI, and they went for this hunt themselves independently.
Weeks we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
imagine. No ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I saw on Press TV last night the Iranian government is saying they have intel that Al-Qaeda, back from when Al-Qaeda was the good guys in the 80s, was going to leak the fact that U.S. intelligence was basically puppeteering terrorists to then blame it on Mujahideen, and it came out last week in Sky Television that the number one Al-Qaeda operative inside Pakistan carrying out attacks on the Pakistani military, and this is confirmed, was MI6. It's also been confirmed, even Loftus, former head of counterterrorism with the FBI, Mr. Loftus, John Loftus, he came out on Fox and said that a SWAT ran the 7/7 bombings in London. He is MI6 and has an MI6 security clearance to travel wherever he wishes while he's on the news as the head terrorist. Anwar al-Awlaki, trained in the U.S., born in the U.S., Fox News reports, does dine secretly at the Pentagon and get orders. He then runs the Patsy attacks. As the former head of Pakistani intelligence, someone with connections, I know you don't like to speculate, but looking at the evidence we have, bottom line, there is this group they call Al-Qaeda that are really double, triple agents carrying out events to then be framed on Iraq, on Libya, on Pakistan, on Iran, a cookie cutter, whoever they want to attack. Is that a correct assessment in my analysis, or can you add to that, General Gould?
Absolutely, Alex. I think you are absolutely on the dot. This is what they are doing. They are out to conquer the world at the cost of the American people, their comfort, their lives, their blood, at the cost of their hard-earned dollars. They have this group is devastating. I mean, they are harboring such ambitions which are anti-humanity, which I anti, above all, the American people. And if you give them free hand, now they are trying to go for Pakistan, and this will be disaster because a desperate Pakistan would be a terrible thing for them to handle. I don't know why they are building up case against Pakistan. Raymond Davis, in that case, the Russian intelligence gave out the information. Pakistan was unfortunately not able to do so because Americans come down hard upon them. But he was carrying some ounces of enriched uranium. And he was to go and carry out some kind of action somewhere else and then blame it on Pakistan that Pakistan's nuclear assets are leaky and therefore they have to be taken out. They have to be plucked out. And this is my fear, is that they have spotted the areas from where they can infiltrate and they can come and pick up our nuclear assets or do whatever they want because they have such liberty of movement here, unfortunately, because of Pervez Musharraf, who was a dictator, and they supported him to the hilt, and he framed such policies which are being now followed by the present regime, which called itself democratic, but it is not democratic because it is the product of the NRO, the National Reconciliation Order, which was actually stage managed by Condoleezza Rice, and it was signed between David Miliband of the UK and Richard Boucher from the American side, and of course President Zardari from this side, and Benazir at that time. But Benazir became a little violent and she started reacting, so she had to be removed by them. If you remember, John Negroponte came here and he wanted to talk to her that she was becoming rebellious and she refused to meet him. And then thereafter, she was no more. I think this is a very dirty game which is being played by this group.
Incredible information, sir. I'd like to go back to the American recently arrested by Pakistani intelligence. Thank God you stopped him. It's now been confirmed he was trying to get uranium to some of their cutout Al-Qaeda patsies to claim that your nuclear weapons program is leaking. Clearly, they now are moving to go into Pakistan. Will they try coups to bring in a soft coup? Or, according to my military sources, they are preparing commando-style attacks, bombardments, going in, getting the nukes, and then starting a larger attack and then having India attack. But the word is China's not going to put up with this. I mean, we're talking about World War III. General, please give us the possible scenarios and the time frame on this.
Well, I think it was McChrystal's idea, and he, in his briefing to the president, he had said that all he needs is a couple of helicopters and some commandos and an abseiling rope, and then he can go and pluck out anything that you have. And I mean, he said, I'll require a backing of 3 helicopters, and they can take out Pakistan's all the nuclear triggers. But then they thought the better of it because Pakistan's nuclear assets are dispersed. And if you touch Pakistan's nuclear assets, a lot of countries in the region who are very dear to America may be in trouble. Besides that, I think right behind our back, China, who is a very reliable friend, Pakistan will be left with no option but to lean upon China. And that could, as you are very rightly pointing out, that could start a third world war. It is very dangerous. I don't know why are they trying to play with fire? Because it will ignite an inferno which will consume the entire region.
They're completely power mad, sir, and they've been setting up a secret police grid, a demonization grid of real American patriots that just want to be a good country with a Bill of Rights and Constitution, who don't want to be an empire. But we have this wicked group that has seized us, and it just gives me chills for my family and my future that the RAND Corporation and others have said they want to start a third world war to try to establish this world government. You notice this is all happening as the dollar begins to die. They actually plan to kill the dollar in this process, betray America after we're the bad guy attacking you and others, and then Europe comes out with its new global currency. But that's more academic. In the few minutes we've got left with you, General, getting back to your intel connections in government, I know you don't like to speculate, but we know this official story. Now they admit he didn't fire back, that he didn't use the wife as a shield. They've already put out a fake photo a day and a half ago. They say more fake photos coming. And we know their history of faking documents and photos. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Much of our media is turning against the president, saying people are not buying this. What best do you know? Because now the Pakistani military has been able to go in, but it's all been scooped out. What was there? What is the intel? What does Pakistani ISI, what does the Pakistani army think really went on in that compound? I mean, obviously it's a frame up of Pakistan, but do you have any intel on how this theater was executed?
Yeah, I think much of it what they have said, the helicopter sneaking in and this, that, the other, that is true. Because they did come, and there are eyewitnesses who have reported this. And I was just watching on the TV channel. A lot of people in the neighborhood were giving the stories. But whether Osama bin Laden was there or not, it is not clear. And they have hidden this fact. And the ISI is embarrassed, and Pakistani nation is up in arm against the ISI and the army. That, look, this is what you have done to us. You have allowed invaders to come in and do things on their own. And you have allowed the coverage gaps. Why? Because we are investing so much money in you, and this is what you have done to us. So I think very soon there is going to be a policy shift as far as Pakistan is concerned, because pressure is mounting on the regime, on the government, and they will have to simply say, if you were to ask me, that you have done now your job. If you think that this was the target that you were looking for, and you ravaged the whole world because of this, now you've got him, so please finish us, leave us alone, and Yankee, please go home. You will be also at rest. Your boys and girls are being killed unnecessarily. You are squandering your dollars. $135 billion a year, for heaven's sake. Taxpayers' money being squandered in Afghanistan on a war which has already been lost.
General, we've only got a few minutes left with you, and we appreciate your time. General Hamid Ghul joins us, former head of Pakistani intelligence. Unfortunately, I want to have to relay to you and the rest of the world that I'm monitoring liberal, conservative, mainline radio and TV. And I want to give you the bad news that they are in just a matter of hours. First, it was cut the couple billion you're given that, as you point out, you spend way, you know, many times more trying to carry out the globalist dictates there in the region. So our media is acting like you're our welfare recipients and that the money is a blessing instead of a curse. Given to you by these devilish globalists. But now the drum is beginning that you need to be struck, that you are Al-Qaeda, that you run bin Laden, and that you love the destabilization of all these people brought in. And they are I want to confirm, you need to know, they are trying to get the American people ready to attack you. What would you like to say to the American people about the propaganda they're hearing?
Yes, this is total propaganda. This is fixing Pakistan, who has been a long time your friend. You are the sole superpower today because of Pakistan and because of the blood of the Afghan people, whom you have, with impunity and with great callousness, you have destroyed them. Please don't do that. People of America are very good. They are all very innocent. I think gullibility is acceptable to an extent. But please do not buy all the theories of these ambitious generals.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.